Now page B again. Our next step is to compare New Testament quotations with the Old Testament and note how kurios is used without the article for Jehovah. Now, I have given you a list. There are 49, but down the bottom of the page. We have here 49 direct uses of kurios for Jehovah. Now, on this list, on page B, I have given you the New Testament reference, the Old Testament reference, and the page in the back at which you will find it. And I want to take some time to do these to show you how they are, because this will help clarify the total situation. So take your first one, Matthew 1:22. You go now to page 2. That's the supporting data. You find Matthew 1:22, and this is the part I almost commented on before. Now, here we are. Now all this has come to pass that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child. Now notice the Greek text, now careful now, in the New Testament, has not by the Lord, but, there it is, hupo, by kuriu, by Jehovah, because it's quoting from Isaiah 7 across the page, there's your Old Testament, and Jehovah spake again unto Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of Jehovah thy God, ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt Jehovah. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men that ye will weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Lord in the Old Testament's Adonai. I shouldn't have said Lord doesn't occur. Kurios is the Greek, and what we're confusing is Hebrew and Greek, or I'm confusing, and I don't want to do that. But you have Lord in the Old Testament, we have for Adonai. That's all right. But if you translate that Jehovah's Adonai, you're getting him into the wrong word. Now, the American Standard Version, which you have here, by the way, both in this and in the 50 False Premise courses, or any other course, you'll notice the width of the column. These are American Standard Versions. The narrow little texts that are in here are King James, if you come to them, if you don't recognize them. I shift back and forth, and they're not labeled. All right, now we notice then here that the Lord said to give him a sign and bear a son and shall call his name Jehovah, call his name Emmanuel. But notice verse 10, Jehovah spake again to Ahaz. And so we find that it's verse 22 in Matthew 1 is through the prophet. The Lord spoke by Jehovah through the prophet. And so you have by Jehovah and Jehovah of the Old Testament. Now your next one is Matthew 3:3. You look at it on page B, and that'll have Isaiah 40 alongside of it. Okay, now that's one of the very easy ones. Matthew 3:3, that's page 2, halfway down. And he's quoting from Isaiah the prophet, and he says, Make ye ready the way of the Lord. See, it's underlined. You can mark it with color. My book's all marked up with color already. Now, if you go right across the page, you have Isaiah 40, which is the quotation is from, and it says, Prepare ye in the wilderness the way of Jehovah. So that proves to you that Lord in the New Testament is understood for Jehovah because he is quoting that Isaiah passage. Now these kinds should not be difficult to see. They should be very easy. They should not give you any real difficulty. All right, now you'd go back to your page B and pick up your next one. Matthew 4:10, Deuteronomy 6, occurs on page 2 again. Now you'll also notice some big capital J's running along on the side. And these will begin to tie you down in case you need them. You can find them fast. Matthew 4:7. Jesus said unto him, Again it is written, Thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God. American Standard and King James both have inserted an article which doesn't belong there. It's simply the word kurios, which is Jehovah. Look at Deuteronomy 6:16. It's written, ye shall not tempt Jehovah your God. Not the Lord your God. It isn't Adonai. It's Jehovah. So you see, to get the proper association, you have to, in the New Testament, at least make trial of Lord. You've got to leave the articles out to start with, and then bracket after it Jehovah if you want to convey it properly. So it makes it hard. There's no question about it. We have another one right under it. I think it's the same illustrated group. Let's see if it go back. Oh, I've been missing some because the column on B, I shouldn't have done what I did here. I went straight down the first column, and I shouldn't have been doing that because I've left off two to the right. See in the right column, Matthew 2:15 and Matthew 4:7 are earlier. But you get the idea. Then we can continue on down as you see these things. Matthew 4:10, which Matthew 4:10, Matthew 4:7 are both there together, and they're both Deuteronomy 6. And Matthew 4:7, thou shalt make trial of the Lord thy God, is not tempt Jehovah your God. And Matthew 4:10, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. And Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear Jehovah thy God, and him shalt thou serve and shalt swear. It's Jehovah. Now, I don't think that you'll have much difficulty with those. Let's skip over and show one or two more. Let's go way on down to, just down in the left-hand column to Romans 9:29, for example. No particular reason. You'll find that occurs on page 23. So you go to your supporting data. You go to your supporting data. You notice you're coming to some big J's. And you want Isaiah 1:9. That's on your right-hand side. And that's that big J there. Now you can follow it right across the page. And you have Romans 8:28. The Lord will execute his word upon the earth, finishing it and cutting it short. Now that word Jehovah there, Kurios Jehovah, forget that for a minute. We haven't come to that series. We want the next one, 29. Except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had become as Sodom and Gomorrah. Now there it says in the margin, Kurios Sabaoth. Jehovah of hosts, that is, in the Old Testament. Sabaoth is hosts. And Isaiah 1:9, except Jehovah of hosts. So the Romans 8:9, I'm sorry, Romans 9:29 is a direct quote of Isaiah 1:9, where Jehovah occurs and should be understood to be Jehovah. You see? Now, it'll take quite a little pondering of these. And that's one reason I didn't want to go straight through, because what happens in this backup data is they're intermixed. They're intermixed because of the keeping, you kind of do one of two things. You've got to either keep the scripture in sequence, New Testament, keep the Old Testament in sequence, or else you've got to keep a kind of thing in sequence, and it becomes very complex. So I decided, and you have to elect to do one. So I've elected to keep the New Testament in sequence and go that way. That's why you find all this skipping around, which you may find very difficult. Try one more. Go back to page B. Come in your second column to Romans 10:13. Now you may want to know why there are three blank places in that page. Well, that shows you. I found three mistakes before I finished the book and had to eradicate them from that point. I'm not adverse to making change. I only want to teach you what is the Word of God. I feel a great deal like the Jews. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want in any way incur some error here. So look at Romans. That's why they're missing. Romans 10:13. In fact, I'm going to take them up later. Joel 2:32. And you'll go then to page 23 again. Okay, Romans 10:13. Okay, you find Romans 10, come down to 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Kurios, Jehovah, go right, follow the arrow backwards up there, go over to Joel, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah shall be delivered. Now, here is where we tend to get into some interesting theology, because we use that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, in the sense you'll have eternal life. But that's not what he's quoting from. Look at Isaiah 1. I'm sorry, not Isaiah. Joel 2:32. It shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of Jehovah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those that escape. He's talked about a physical deliverance. And we're reading in salvation. Boy, you better be very careful. Better be very careful. We tend to read in a lot of things that aren't there. But notice name of Jehovah in Joel 2, and he's quoting in Romans 10:13. So it should be name of Lord. No article is in there. And then bracket Jehovah. So you understand. There is no article. They've got article in there so many times. Well, we can take it up a little better as we go. So let's go over to page C. Now, these passages are marked with large J. That's what I've already told you in the numbered passages. And you can go back and find all those. You'll find the big M's. The big M's are Messiah. The big J's around in the margin are Jehovah. And the big F's are Father. Father. And they'll have interrelation. I did what I could to make it plain, but I know it's very, very hard anyway. There are passages shown where Kurios stands for Jehovah, but not direct quotes. I get that? They're not direct quotes, but Kurios is standing for Jehovah. For example, Matthew 21:9, and these passages where we find in name of Jehovah. Now let's look at these. Now these are not direct quotes. Matthew 21:9. So you have to find your Matthew 21:9, and I have kept your sequence straight, so you'll come to page 4. Keep looking for your scripture. Your scripture is in the right order. So you'll come down to Matthew, then you'll go to Mark, and so forth. So you come to Matthew 21:4. I'm sorry, 21:9. Which is down at the bottom of that passage of Matthew 21. The multitudes that went before him and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Now that is not a direct quote from the Old Testament. This is what they said at the time of the entry. We call it sometimes the triumphal entry. But notice, will you, the Greek text for that line, the little part that's underlined, is in onomati, that's name, kuriu, of Jehovah. There is no article in name of the Lord. There is no article the in there. So it reads in name of Jehovah, because that's whose name he was coming in. You see, you get into a difficulty if you don't recognize this. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. He is the Lord, and they're calling him Lord all the time. So blessed is the Lord that cometh in the name of the Lord. That doesn't make much sense. Blessed is he that comes in the name of Jehovah. For they understood the sacred name of the Old Testament. And this is what they're referring to. Hence, by inspiration, the article is not there. Now that's the important thing. The article changes it to a title, and you leave out the article, it stays a proper name. Now you're going to see before we get through that the King James does just the opposite of what it should do. It's going to take out the articles in front of Messiah to make Messiah, Christ, a proper name. And it's going to put in the articles in front of Lord and make it into a title. It does the reverse. on both of them, so we come up with a totally erroneous impression because we keep thinking of Christ as his name when it is really his title. And we were talking about this one evening when we were doing something with these things here, and Nomi will tell you and show you, in her Hebrew New Testament, she always has Messiah for Christ. She has Messiah all the way along. I don't think it should ever be translated Christ. That's a transliteration, which we'll come to. It is Messiah. And that's who they were talking about riding in, who comes in the name of the Lord. The Messiah was to come in the name of the Lord. All right? Now let's take a look at Matthew 23:39 as another good example. And you have to go down there. Did you come to Matthew 23:39? It'll be on page 6. You see, it's not difficult to find. Matthew 23:39, "For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Notice the margin. The one coming in name of Jehovah. No article again. So they were going to recognize him as the one coming in name of Jehovah. Well, what did he say? Look right across the page, John 5:43. "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." He was coming in the name of his Father, and his Father's name is not Lord. His Father's name is Jehovah. So you see, these are references that are not direct quotes, but the context. Did you get lost? Okay, look again now. In other words, Matthew 23, Jesus said, "Till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Lord." But he didn't come in the name of the Lord. John 5:43, right across the page, "I am come in my Father's name, and his Father's name is Jehovah. I and my Father are one." You remember Jehovah rained fire from Jehovah on Sodom and Gomorrah? Okay. Jehovah the Father, Jehovah the Son, two Jehovahs, all through Scripture. One acting in mercy and love on the ground and calling down from the Father. He came in his Father's name. And the Antichrist comes in his own name. In his own name, not the Jehovah's name at all. And so here you have a case where it is Jehovah, but it's not a direct quote. And I want to show you that kind. Let's take a look at Mark 11:9, which is another example. Now you have to go over a little further. 11:9 will occur on page 8. See, they're mostly on the left-hand page, left-hand side of the page, so you can follow them pretty easily. "And they that went before and they that followed cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Now look at it again in the margin part. "The one coming in name," no article, "of Jehovah." So we have a whole series like that. And that, of course, is supported. But you see, Mark does the same thing. Now here is another thing that proves the correctness of what I'm telling you. If Mark, Matthew, Luke, John interchange, sometimes they said the Lord, sometimes they said Lord, if they kept interchanging, but they don't. They adhere exactly with never any difference. And so they keep quoting exactly alike. They make the same kind of a statement even when it's not a direct quote. They still make the same kind of a statement. They don't go putting articles in and taking articles out indiscriminately. They have a reason. Why? Because Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John were geniuses? No, because the Holy Spirit is the one person who is the author of Scripture. And he very meticulously picks every jot and tittle. If I didn't believe that, we'd close the school down and turn it into a skating rink. It wouldn't be worth anything if I didn't believe every single jot and tittle of the Word of God. And so whether people want to learn or not, I can't help that. But that's the way the Word of God is. It's that perfect. Now coming back to page C. We find now another expression, nomo kurio. That's law. Nomo is law. Law of Jehovah in these Luke verses, page 11. Now we can prove this by going to Luke 2 on page 11. You want Luke 2:23. All right, we'll start with Luke 22, get the introduction. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. No. See the margin? It's of Jehovah. The law of Jehovah. It occurs twice right there. Again in verse 24. To offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Jehovah. Never the article. Articles aren't there. All right, now come back to page C. This can be supported by such passages as 2 Chronicles. And here they are. I've kept these right here. And it came to pass, when the kingdom of Rehoboam was established, and he was strong, that he forsook the law of Jehovah. See, it's called the law of Jehovah in the Old Testament all along. Therefore, it has to be understood as Jehovah in the New Testament. There isn't anything law of the Lord in the old. It's law of Jehovah. 2 Chronicles 17:9. And they taught in Jehovah in Judah, having the book of the law of Jehovah with them. And they went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught among the people. 2 Chronicles 31:3. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbath, for the new moons, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law of Jehovah. Well, there's three texts right there. Now let's summarize this right at this point. We have shown some 66 uses of kurios for Jehovah. Now, where are they coming from? Let me show you what I'm talking about, 66. Back on the page A, we had 11 cases where Jehovah stands in angel of Jehovah. We have 11 of those. From page B, we have 49 kurios, direct quotes from the Old Testament. And on page C, we have 6 expressions using Jehovah that are not direct quotes. So 11, mark it there if you want to, plus 49 plus 6 equals that 66. 66 uses so far. That's as many books as there are in the Old Testament, or in the Bible, in the whole Bible. 66. You can remember that. That's a good thing. 66, same number of books in the Bible. 66 uses showing that kurios stands for Jehovah. And no reason to make any exception when there is no article. Now that's a lot. You've already seen there's a total error. We didn't take each one, you understand, but you can do each one. They're all there. Okay, there's 66 times that it works. Now before you start changing it around and saying it's something else, you're going to have to prove it. The definition is laid down very, very strongly with 66 points of proof. Now you've got to alter that. You've got a lot of proof to come up with. Excuse me. In 60 of these 66, the King James, look at that. In 60 of these 66, the King James has inserted the article the when it is not in the text, and thus changed to a title what is a proper name. In 60 out of 66. In other words, they have put 60 articles in there that they have no Greek for at all. So where's all this reliable King James that we're getting? When you insert words, what's it tell us about adding to the word of the Lord and taking away from the word of the Lord? aren't we supposed to be very, very careful? I'm not saying someone won't make a mistake, but this is no mistake. The article, to move it out 60 times, that's not some oversight. It's done deliberately, to put it in, rather. 60 times out of the 66, it's put it in. In the Messiah, they leave it out. We'll come to that. I keep getting them twisted, so you forgive me. In the case of Kurios, they put it in. Now, our D section. We come now to instances where Ho Kurios, the Lord, also equals Jehovah. Now, this is a much more difficult area and maybe a little hard to see. So we'll go very slowly here, and I'll try and show you. So we go to page 2, where we're going to get Matthew 5, 33. Now, that's the last one on page 2. Again, ye have heard that it was said to them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oaths. Now, there you definitely have the article the. Now, look across the page, Deuteronomy 23. When thou shalt vow a vow unto Jehovah thy God, thou shalt not be slack to pay it. For Jehovah thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. Now notice that here you have the article inserted, and the reference is still to Jehovah in Deuteronomy 23. But the Greek text, New Testament, has the article in it. Now, what are we to understand? The Septuagint, by the way, has Kurio of your God and doesn't carry it. We have, doesn't carry it because it isn't in the Masoretic. I want to explain that to you. See, Deuteronomy 23, you don't see any the in front of Jehovah. See? So the Masoretic and the Septuagint agree. They both have it out. We have seen that thus far, Kurios occurs without the article and always refers to Jehovah. Now we come to Kurios with an article, but again with a reference to the Old Testament. Why then the article? And I put the final sentence on that page. Let us leave this question unanswered for now. Just a minute. Now we're going to take it a little further. Now, come back to your page C. Luke 2:23, which is going to occur on page 11. All right, Luke 2:23, that's up near the top of the page. Okay, verse 22. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now, you see, to Kurio. You've got an article now. Is it the Lord or to Jehovah? To the Jehovah. All right? Now, you've got another one. Hold that one, too. You've got another one. Coming up very shortly. Wait just 1 second. All right. You've got another one coming up on Acts 2:25 on page 16. Acts 2, come to 25. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face. Now you've got the article in there again. Tone, Kurio. Kurio. Okay. I beheld the Lord always before my face. Now look across the page, Psalm 16. I have set Jehovah always before me. Yet here we carry the article. Now you've got another one right close, verse 25. Wait a minute. Acts, Acts 4:26. Go down and get Acts 4:26. Keep going. Page 17. The kings of the earth set themselves in array, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. And there you have two curia. And I'm out of time.